My name is Todd Kane. I'm a recovered member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I guess Jim asked me to speak. I've been coming in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for 7 years. I stuck and stayed this time since August 4th of 2010. I've been all over the East Coast trying to get sober, and every time I would find a new town, I'd find a sponsor that, was around and had all the people hanging around and seemed to have a lot of things, and I would ask that guy to sponsor me, and, for all the wrong reasons, and I would always end up with the same results from not doing the actions in the big book from my heart. I did it a lot just because I wanted to be around them people, and I met a lot of good people traveling around and bouncing from town to town. I ended up homeless. That took me into their homes and tried to show me this way of life that most of us try to live. And I'm here to say, August 4th, 2010, I came across a man, and I was finally, after 7 years of coming in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous, I had ran out of ideas. And I followed him like the book talks about, man. I followed him, and I took the actions, and I lived the way of life that he lived. And from that, I've been sober up to this day, and I continue to chase my recovery, just like that. You know what I mean? I learned the hard way, from building my life up and ruining it in AA, that's the only way that it works for me. Talk about sponsorship. And this group, took me in when I was homeless at one point, and I'll never forget it, just like so many other people did. And that's the way of AA that I try to live today. I have sponsees get sober on my couch. I have random people who I come across get sober on my couch. I argue with my fiance about it all the time. She says it's not allowed anymore once we have the baby any day now. To even be able to say things like that, are mind-boggling to me. They did not joke when my sponsor told me I'll have a life beyond my wildest dreams. And, those are the type of things that have came as a result of, taking the actions outlining the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I spent a lot of time arguing with people about the right way to do it, the wrong way to do it. I wouldn't say arguing, just talking about experiences and the way people do it on the East Coast, the way people do it on the West Coast. Should you do this in your home group? Should you not? And me personally, what I've come to believe is, as long as I'm doing something that has to do with those pages in that big book and I'm showing up for my home group and I'm trying to be a part of, that it's going to be all right. I see other people do it different ways, and they're just the same as me, man. They're on the same path. Like, who cares? Is the message that I got so far today. I sponsor Men in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have since I was 3 months sober, and it has been one of the biggest things in my life that I don't think anything will ever change, man. I have guys that, I followed my sponsor all over the country for my first year of sobriety, trying to figure out what it is that he had, and through that, I became best friends with him, I work for him today, and, through all that, I had to move on to a different sponsor because I came so close with them. And that's a lot what sponsorship is with me. A lot of the guys that I sponsor become very, very close to me, man. And I hold them dear in my heart. I hate to say it, but more than my own family, more than my own blood. That's what Alcoholics Anonymous has done for me. They are my family, and that's how it's trickled down, man. I don't know how else to put it, I've watched guys that I sponsor, grow, become men, get their families back, make a family, get jobs, careers. I mean, everything that you could imagine. Nervous wreck up here. Sponsorship, it's the biggest thing in Alcoholics Anonymous. Second coming of God, I hear, a lot of people that I know and been around and been sober a long time, their answer to everything is, who are you helping? But, I try to stress a point. If you ain't got a God and you ain't trying to put them in God's hands and you're trying not to stick around and play God, more importantly, because my ego definitely gets twisted up with that, trying to tell them what I think is best for them. And I have no idea. All I can do is go back to the book or call my sponsor, try to figure it out, put it on paper, pray, and try. We were talking in the car on the way up about God's truth. Not my truth, not your truth. What's God's truth? You want to dig deep in Alcoholics Anonymous, try to find out those type of things. What's God's truth in this situation? Because I don't know it, you don't know it. But through sponsorship, home group, Alcoholics Anonymous, I think as a whole, we can find it. I don't got a lot much more to say. I'm a nervous wreck. I know somebody came a long way who I heard speak all over the country. I want to give him his respect of time. Thank you.